Father, our Heavenly Father, we love you. We know you're present in this room. You watch our service. So everything we do for your glory, Father. And for the rest of the time, I pray that the message will be shared. And I pray the Holy Spirit use my tongue and my communication to share the message from the Scripture. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in the heart of the people in this room so they can hear the message and apply for their life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. A harlot named Rahab. This is a story from the Bible. So many of you probably will be your first time. But a lot of you probably you hear this message or you read this story so many times. But anyway, the story about a woman. And this woman is not Israelite people, but very much outside of the Israelite people. And in today's world, we can say they are from Arabs. But however, the story of Rahab is reminding us if a harlot named Rahab and the Lord loved this lady, pulled her out of the bondage, and eventually she became the great-great-great-grandmother of Jesus Christ. So a person, ordinary person, and we can say the rejected person from the society, and somehow, by faith, the Lord used this person. I put both language up there, so if you know some of you very good in Vietnamese, you can read Vietnamese. But if you're good in English, just read in English. The book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 31, when talking about Rahab, it's talking about faith. By faith, the harlot, Rahab, did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. So we can say that the rejected person, but by faith in our Lord, God still used this person. So three things we need to learn about the harlot named Rahab. We find out Rahab needs grace. We find out she needs salvation. And she counts on the promises just like us. So we go point by point when you read the story. And of course, I advise you, if you have a chance, go home and read like the first four chapters of the book of Joshua. And you know, chapter 6, to get total picture of the story. So you learn Rahab, who needs grace. When you study Joshua, you would find out the spies come to Jericho, and they kind of figure out what's going on our defensive system of Jericho, the city of Jericho. And of course, the king of Jericho very much try to track them down and try to capture them. But when it gets to chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, it said, then the woman took the two men and hit them. So she said, yes, the men come to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut when it was dark, and that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. So the story talking about when the spy, the people or the soldier at that time pursue them, but Rahab make the decision to hide them. But the question we would try to figure out how in the world she would do that. If you continue to study in the book of Joshua, she find out because she recognized the Israel like God is very much like not only for the nation, but probably will control the world at that time. And Because she heard the people talking about here the Israelites cross the Red Sea just like in the dry land. So apparently there is a God of Israelite, the Almighty God, probably will overtake the world at that time and probably will overtake the Jericho, the city of Jericho. So you could find out Rahab, she could see the greatest of movement at that time. She sensed the spy, not only the spy, come to Jericho. They not just observe the defensive system of the city, but however, she sensed that they were on the mission from God. Because God had the agenda not just for the nation of Israel at that time, but also for her, individually, for her life. Because she knows the story of cross the Red Sea. So something has happened. So she knows God of Israel is, you know, the greatest God or the only God who take over the city. So that's what she said. So that reason why you find out is she's a harlot. The harlot in the English word, you can say, is like the prostitute. So open the fact that send those who need grace to our life. So when I'm studying the book of Joshua, it's very much here, Rahab, okay, rejected by the society, but somehow God using her. She need grace from God, and she sent it to the people. And the people, we're talking about the two spies, but it can be the people God sent to us at that moment in time in verse 4 and 5. And also, she looked out for the will of God in her world. So when I'm studying the book of Joshua about Rahab, I recognize possibility. There's a lot of people, they recognize they need grace from God. And they happen to be, you know, cross path with us, okay, send it to us. And we can recognize this person just like Rahab, maybe by event in their life, they recognize it's the will of God. And somehow, so they sense in that, but they don't know what exactly it is. And you would find out a lot of people out there, possibility in the same situation as Rahab. They earn for something, and they know there's God, but they don't know what it is yet, okay? And they need that grace, and you have never know. You may cross paths with them, but you don't even know. But can we sense it enough, you know, the heart of God in us, so we can sense that and recognize their need? They need grace, and they search for that salvation. So that reason why it comes to the second part is Rahab, she needs salvation. And it's so interesting when we continue to read in up to verse 18, and then we find out when we come to the land, you buy this light of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And unless you bring your father, your mother, your brother, and all your father's household to your own home. So basically, the message from the spy to Rahab, hey, you know, you save us. But there is a signal for you. There is a scarlet rope, cord. As long as you hang on that window, and when we come, we would see that. And whoever in your household at that time, they will be safe. So the scarlet cord, what exactly does it mean? Okay, from the Bible perspective, it's a sign of salvation. So when the people, just like Rahab, search for something, they need grace of God, and she's sensing there is a will of God somewhere. Okay? But she needs that signal, the red cord, or they call it scarlet cord at that time. That's the signal. Because the salvation will come when people are, you know, whoever would see that scarlet cord. But this is also the sign of grace. So, okay, when the time comes in chaos, when the Israelites take over the Jericho, if they see that scarlet cord, the red cord, they know that the people in that room and in that household will be saved. Okay? And you could find out when you study back in the book of Genesis and Exodus, the book of Exodus, you could find out a lot of signal God provided to the people. Just like in the book of Exodus, the signal for the people during the Passover. Okay? So when the angel of God traveled to the city, if they see the house with the red mark or the blood of the lamb on the door, okay, the angel of death will bypass that house. Okay, that's the sign of salvation. The people in that household will be saved. And the same thing, the same story in the story of Rahab. So when the chaos or the battle will happen, and if the soldiers see the red cord, that household will be saved. And that's the sign of salvation. And the people need that sign. Okay? Each one of us, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we just like we have that red cord or the scarlet cord. So when the time comes, okay, when our Lord Jesus Christ coming back, and we, with that red cord, will be lift up. Because now we are sinners, we know that, but through the blood of Christ, we are cleansed. Okay, we'll be saved. And through that cover of blood of Christ, we'll be saved. We have salvation. It's the same scenario, the same story when we study the book of Rahab. And Rahab needs the scarlet cord, just like us today. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. When we believe in him, we have salvation. It means through, we are sinful, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lord, our God, will see us as clean. And that's the scenario we see both. And you could find out in even today's world, people need salvation. They need that scarlet cord. Okay? They need the blood of Jesus Christ. So that reason why for the holiday season or every day of your life, I pray a lot, you have never known, you may cross paths with people. The people, they may have, they may search for the grace of God. They may experience something and they sensing there is a will of God in their life, but they don't know what it is. So they need us to communicate that message about Jesus Christ for them. So at least they would have that salvation. Based on the book of Joshua, they have that scarlet cord. So the Lord can recognize them for salvation. Thirdly, you would recognize Rahab's care of the promise, just like each one of us. Because in the book of Joshua, when you study up to chapter 6, verse 22, 23, but Joshua has said to two men, who had spied out the country, go into the harlot house, and from there bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young man who had been spied went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out on her relative and left them outside the camp of Israelite. Okay, the story go on when Israel, you know, they walk around the storm of Jericho, they walk around the Jericho and they yell and they walk around, okay? And then the last walk around, they very much yell and then suddenly the city of Jericho, on the wall of Jericho, like collapsed. And the soldier or the military in Jericho, in chaos, they very much run. And Israel coming in and very much destroy the whole city. However, up to verse 23, 22-23, the spy saw the red cord, the scarlet cord, and whoever in that household will be saved. And the story talking about the father, the mother, the brother, just about every relative in that house. So it reminded us when in the chaos day, okay, based on the story, Rahab and her entire family come in unto safety. Her entire family was saved. In the chaos day, the same thing. Okay, when you have the salvation, when you believe Jesus Christ, you have salvation, Jesus Christ. Not only you save, but again, but if you didn't invite your family into that salvation, you maybe just get out alone. Remember, Rahab, if you study her story, she ran around trying to gather her father, her mother, her relative. Hey, come to safety in my household because I have the scarlet cord. If you get in here, you will be saved. And the same thing, each one of you in this room, probably you have a lot of relatives that not know Christ yet. So the Lord gave us time, still have time to live. If we still have breath, make sure you bring your family into the household of God. So when the chaos time comes, all of them, all your member family have salvation, be saved. Okay, but another one, when I'm studying Rahab, I would find out Rahab become a person of Christ. Because she had become a person of Christ. So that reason why, because of that Christ, she be able to put on her family into the safety. And each member of her family become a person of Christ. So each one of you, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have salvation, you have eternal life. You are a person of Christ. And people out there need a person of Christ. Your family, if your family is still not unbeliever, your family, each member of family need the person of Christ to share the Christ so they can come into the family of Christ. So that's the blessing and that's the message for Christmas. Because Christmas, for the next few days, we're going to celebrate Christmas. It's very much celebrate the grace of God. So I pray and I hope on the 23rd, this coming Saturday, when you invite your friends, your relative, the unbeliever, come to celebrate. But you are the person of grace. You play the critical role to share that message. Okay? And remember, on the 24th, Sunday 24 at 7 p.m., we also have the Christmas celebration, but in French, from our brother here, you know, French Community Church. So if you know somebody French, understand French, but if you don't understand French, it's okay, just put it in so we can be in the family of Christ. So we have 2 days, 2 evenings. Of course, you know, Sunday we still have worship service, but we're very short. But Sunday night, we have French Community Church, have the Christmas program. Okay? Saturday, we have big celebration in Vietnamese. So we have at least two opportunities to bring the people in. So we, each one of us in this room, we can elect to become a people of Christ. And that's the decision we have to make. Because a lot of people, they may say, yes, I pray, accept Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, I have eternal life. But they may not make the decision to become the people of Christ or the person of Christ. Because my talk is easy. Yes, I'm praise the Lord, you know, and the children of God. But the question I would ask, you know, me, myself, and each one of you. But again, yeah, we believe it, but are we decided to become the people of Christ? Because if the people of Christ, you would impact other people. Okay? By grace of God, we have salvation. But again, by grace of God, do we strong enough or courage enough to share the message of grace of Jesus Christ? And that, the message from Rahab. Because Rahab, you know, she knows she's safe. Okay? She has the red coat, the scarlet coat. But at the moment in time during the chaos, let's just say she's a selfish person. They say, I'm okay. And then it's only her safe. But however, in the story, she run around, brother coming in, mom coming in, father coming in, relative, uncle, niece, nephew, friend. Well, I didn't say friend in here. But everybody, if she can hold, get hold of, she bring it in the safely. Because she know in her household, in that house, everybody will be safe. And that's the message of Christmas. And that's the message we need to carry every day of our life. And when you continue to study, you find out it's third generation later. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 5, Matthew told us about Rahab's relationship to Christ. It turned out to be the great, 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 great third generation grandmother of Jesus Christ. And from that point on, you would find out the whole world changed. Okay? So the message from the Christmas, if you remember, it's just like this. Ordinary person is maybe the person the society not even like, maybe rejected. But by grace of God, this person got used to become something great. So each one of you, yes, you have a number of years to live. But when you study the book of Rahab, you find out you impact three generations, more generations to come. And you have never known, because if you are the person of Christ, your descendant someday may impact the whole world. You don't know. But from the story, three generations later, Christ was born from that lady, from that generation, descendant of Rahab. And through Christ, the whole world changed. The whole world, by believing Christ, her descendant, we have salvation. And that's the story of Christmas. So I hope on the third week of Christmas season, and that's what you remember. Let me tell you the story, and I conclude the sermon. How many of you know John D. Rockefeller? You go to New York, you see Rockefeller building, all of that. You know Rockefeller, John Rockefeller, the first one. He became a millionaire when he was 23 years old. And he became the billionaire at the age of 53. Okay? He's the first one ever to become a billionaire. So that's the reason why they tell the story of him. But the problem, by the age of 54, his health is very, very bad. Very, very poor. Okay? He cannot eat. So his body kills itself. Some of you, the nurse, probably you know what I'm talking about. The only thing he can eat is cracker and milk. Like, yeah. Here, the billionaire, he can have the money in the world. He can have the best cook in the world to cook the best food in the world for him. But the doctors told him, in about a year, you will die. And suddenly, his mind, you know, and he believed in Christ during that time, and it kept waking him up a little bit. So in prepare to be die within a year, he opened the Rockefeller Foundation, and he began to give away his resources, okay? And if you study Rockefeller Foundation, his name become like he's a great man for humanity, okay? So they talk about his humility. They talk about he gave the money for research, cancer research and all kind of research in medical field, all of that stuff for the good causes. And somehow, a year later, he's still alive. And he recognized the more money he given out, and somehow his health get better. Okay? It's so interesting, isn't that? But somehow, the more money he gave out, and then the more money he get in. Somehow. And the more money he got out for the charity and do the work, the research and help and all of that. And his health get better. And that's a surprising thing. So basically, he died at the age of 97. Okay? He's supposed to be 54. But you find out the Rockefeller family, they're still billionaire. Even though he gave a lot of money, he gave billion money, and somehow his business still generate more money, and then he lasts until the age of 97. But what happened to him? Okay? He made the conscious decision to become a person of Christ. And because he made that decision to become the person of Christ, he hung the scarlet cord of Christ in the middle of his "what in it for me" life. So instead of a selfish person life, he hung that scarlet cord and say, "What is it in me, in here for me, for my life?" And that's how the person of Christ live. So you would find out later, if you're old enough, you find out the more Christ you have, and somehow the blessing you would receive, more blessing you would receive. And that's a strange thing. Sometimes it's difficult to explain, but through history and through the study and through research on the great people of faith, you find out what happened. So I pray to the Lord, each one of you. I know most of you believe in Jesus Christ, your salvation. But for Christmas or every day of your life, I pray that you become a person of Christ. Okay? Let us stand up. Let's read this Bible verse together. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spy with peace. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much when today we review your scripture about the story of Rahab. So I pray each one of us as a believer, not only we believer, but we also become a person of Christ. And through us, we can impact the people around us and around the world. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all these people in this room. Become a person of Christ from now and forever. Amen.